You please help me welcome our 10-minute speaker, Jacob F. from Napomo.
It's a really fancy podium. I'm Jacob. I'm an alcoholic. I like to start off when I share by mentioning I got a pretty good family. My parents are both pretty solid people, and I had a pretty nice, good, loving upbringing. And I mention that because this disease doesn't discriminate at all, and this thing hit me pretty hard, pretty fast, and enough to get me in these rooms. My drinking started off pretty casually, pretty easy. I was in high school, I wanted to party, I wanted to be cool, and drinking is a big part of that, believe it or not. I very quickly realized, though, that I cared a lot less about the parties and the people and a lot more about the effect that alcohol had on me. So it went from having fun, being around people, my friends, trying to be social, to I just wanted to sit in my room and feel the effect of this drug. And I continued to progress. I spent pretty much all day, every day drinking. Sometimes I would have some problems. I'm like, maybe I won't drink tomorrow. And then I would drink tomorrow. And it just continued to spiral and it continued to progress. There's one pretty good example that I can think of just how baffling this disease is. When I was in high school, I got stopped at a DUI checkpoint, bottle in the car, real drunk. For whatever reason, I didn't get breathalyzed and he let me go. And I swore that night I was never going to drink and drive again. So I woke up in the morning feeling horrified. It was pitiful and incomprehensible, believe it or not. So to deal with that, I got drunk and then I drove home because I was staying at my friend's house. And that pretty much sums up the way I drank. I would do something and then I would swear never to drink again or think that I can't believe I'm doing this, and then I would repeat it all over again. When you're living that way and you're in high school and you're living with your parents still, you eventually get sent to rehab. I did. And, you know, like any good 16, 17-year-old alcoholic, I figured I'll just tell every lie that I have to get out of that place as soon as possible. And I did. But throughout that time, I met some people who had this disease and were sober, and they at least implanted somewhat of an idea that it's possible to live without alcohol or drugs, which was not something I was considering at that point. It was, I'm drinking or I'm dead. As those problems continued to mount up and show themselves, I figured maybe I'll stop drinking. So it was New Year's, a few years ago now. I got really drunk one last hoorah, and I was like, I'm going to quit. That's it. I went cold turkey. I detoxed in my room for a couple weeks, got COVID during that time. It was a really lovely experience. And I made it 5 months, and those 5 months really sucked. I was gritting my teeth the whole time. I didn't want to talk to anyone or do anything. And then, you know, one little inconvenience popped up and I was back drinking again. But I was doing all of the chapter three things. You know, I was drinking just beer or just with friends, or I was setting like a drink limit for myself, whatever it was. And I would be able to go maybe like a month without drinking. But that whole time I would have that obsession. I was thinking about it nonstop until that next drink, when I would allow myself to have that next drink and take that breath of air, whatever. And so eventually I was doing that, and it was just getting worse. Every time I would drink way more, or I would do something more dumb, or the time between drinks was getting shorter. So eventually it was early January, I went on a ski trip. Was drunk the entire thing. I thought it was just a normal little 5 days. I'm in college. You drink on ski trips. But on that ride back, I was telling my roommate at the time, like, I'm not going to drink till summer because I went really hard and that's too much for me. And I made it till summer. It sucked. Then I made it past summer and I was like, I really, really don't want to drink anymore. And eventually, at 9 months of sobriety, of just gritting my teeth, white-knuckling it the entire way, feeling more miserable than I ever did when I was drinking, I came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I really didn't know what you guys were about. I think I might have a family member or two in the room somewhere in the country. But I knew you people didn't drink. And I walked into a meeting. It was a stick meeting. I knew no one there. I dragged an old coworker of mine to go with me who had come in here before. Didn't really understand any of it. Didn't get it. Couldn't even tell you who was in that room because I was a mess. But I went back to the meeting that night at 5:30 and still not knowing what you were supposed to do other than get a sponsor. I stood up during the announcements. And some of the fellows in the program still give me a little bit of crap for the way I said it, but I got myself a sponsor during that meeting. He had me call him. He laid out things that I needed to do if I wanted to work with him and if I wanted to stay sober and feel good about it. And so begrudgingly, I did those things. And, you know, I started working my steps, went to the meetings, got the commitments. I still hold commitments to this day. They're fresh ones now. It's been a little while. But during that time, I didn't think that you could enjoy sobriety. I thought it was just like it gets a little bit easier and then you just don't drink and then you die. And I continued that way through most of my steps. But I recently had a really cool reminder that that's not what we do here. Like, y'all are laughing tonight. I see you laugh pretty much every time I talk to one of you. And, you know, we have a lot of fun in sobriety, which I never would have considered a possibility. I was just so sick of being miserable. This New Year's, just the other day, was the second one that I remember, maybe ever. And I went to our little New Year's shindig, shebang, as my sponsor calls it, and I went begrudgingly, and I was like, that's a lot of people that are going to be there, probably. It's not my scene. I ended up dancing my ass off. I had a great time, and I got to spend time with a bunch of the people probably in this room right now. And for someone who came into these rooms just not wanting to want to die all of the time and thinking that he was just going to have to slowly trudge his way through this, discovering that I can enjoy my sobriety, like I get to work with sponsees, I thought that was going to suck. And it doesn't. It's a cool experience every time I'm taking someone through the book, even if they're giving me trouble or I feel like I'm maybe not like saying the right words, like I learn something from it and I get to enjoy that experience. I go play volleyball with people in these rooms every Sunday and we have a blast and I get a little too competitive. And none of that would be possible if I was still drinking. When I was drinking, it was pretty much misery all the time and I was just pouring liquor on it to numb it out just a little bit. Thanks to the steps and my sponsor and the people in these rooms, nowadays I have a quality of life that I really get down with. I enjoy my life now, and since coming to this program, that's the first time I could say that since I was probably a little kid. I feel like I probably planned on saying more during this lead, or 10-minute, whatever you call it, but I think that's probably it. I'm really grateful to these rooms, and I'm really grateful that the steps in this program have given me a better quality of life these days. So thank you all for being here.
Let's give him another round of applause.